Dead Serious, Season 2.
I forgot what having friends feels like. I've never had many, but wow. Having any at all feels great. And now I've got 3 friends. In 2 short weeks, I have come a very, very long way. And on top of that, in a matter of days, we're going to an actual community full of people. Actual, living, breathing people. I couldn't be happier. I really think that everything's gonna be okay. Finally. It's been nothing but death and decay for so long that it's nice to know that some semblance of life is available to me. It warms my cold, dead heart. I think this is what happiness feels like. Sirius has friends, ladies and gentlemen. Sirius has friends. Actual, tangible friends. Not just you, but people who talk back when I say things. People who I play pinball with on a regular basis and usually lose to, but still. Sure, there's tension, but that's how it always is with every new family. For instance, I'm not exactly thrilled that I have to sleep outside in a tent, but I'm doing that because it's helping our weird little family. If I stay inside for too long, I make the place start to smell. I don't blame them for not enjoying that, so here I sit, in my tent, while the place airs out. I'll go back in a few hours for dinner, and we'll have some good times, so it's okay. I don't mind that it's raining. I really don't. Feel a little bit like the family dog, if I'm honest, but I prefer that to being a stray any day. Tonight is my last serving of Edgar. Obviously not ideal. Should be able to make it a couple of weeks without eating before the hunger takes over, which is good, but not great. I'm amazed that these 3 have accepted me the way that they have. June seems to be a little bit peeved at me and nail me, but I can't tell if that's just her personality or not. Harper's really cool. She doesn't care one bit that I have to eat people. In fact, she seems pretty eager to help figure out ways to help me. She keeps talking about fortifying my bones, which, I gotta be honest, completely horrifies me. I have no idea what that means, but I know it sounds horribly painful. She's just a blast to be around, though, and that's all great. Naomi gets a little bit quieter every day. We didn't have long where it was just us, but I really do miss our conversations and things. We mesh well, and I'm not sure what's up with her. She's just getting so much more internal. I can tell she's really thinking about things, but I just can't tell what. I'll talk to her about it when I can. I really don't know what to say. Once we get to the community, I know she'll be okay. I can really feel everything coming together for us all. Whoever this Ed Garcia guy is, he's a damn hero. The simple fact that this place exists is exactly the kind of thing I was talking about. He really gets it. I'm so scared that they're all gonna have to be afraid of me there. They have every right to be. I don't want to be an object of fear. I'm nice, but there's that side of me, and it's coming soon. They'll either help me or kill me. I won't blame them either way. I have to try something. I'm gonna keep smiling and hoping for the best. Things are gonna be fantastic. They just have to be. If I don't talk to you again, don't do what I did. Live a good life however you can, but just make sure that you stay alive. Whatever it takes.
Serious Memoirs of an Undead Loser, Season 2, Chapter 7. Sirius has friends. Performed by Travis Diffenderfer. The digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. For news and updates, please visit www.deadseriouspod.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more zombie shenanigans. Come back tomorrow for the next chapter, A Bullfrog in Its Habitat. Spread the word, the undead army needs you.